Coming up
próximamente.
A twat is on the phone. What is happening, Gemma?
I used to have Gemma big tits, but then I changed it.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Now Gemma saggy tits. We can't high five over people we've had sex with previous. That's awful. If you're on your first date, no matter if you wanted to, whatever, you used to think, no, because I've got full bush. Yeah. Hiya guys, just two quick things before we get into today's episode of Lost in Translation. The first one, please can you take a moment to subscribe to the show? Wherever you're listening, it takes 1 second to subscribe and it will really, really help us spread the word about the podcast. And number two, we've gone all posh now and you can contact us on WhatsApp. The phone number is 077-961-039-898. That's 077-961-039-898. So get it saved in your phone as Lost in Translation. You can let us know all your thoughts, if there's any dilemmas you want solving. Let us know whether you're Team Gorks or Team Gemma each week. And we love hearing from you genuinely. It means a lot. Obviously, we're on all social media channels as well. It's lost.in.pod across Instagram, TikTok and Facebook. So come and say hello. Right, let's get back to it. Or as Gorks would say, vamos.
Just the wrist, Gemma. Gemma, not the pants, just the wrist.
Shut up.
There we go, you see? It's all on the wrist. You can tell you don't do that much often.
I ain't got the time, Gorka. I'm too tired.
Yeah, I'll do it for you.
Oh, welcome to Lost in Translation.
Yeah.
Starting the day with a tossing of a pancake.
Just remind me, I'm the one in charge of the pancakes for the kids, yeah?
You're the tosser in our relationship, aren't you?
I have a very good wrist movement.
Welcome along, it's Gemma and Gorka for Lost in Translation, the podcast where we don't judge, we listen a lot, yeah. We solve dilemmas, we play games, we have debates.
We are transparent as water.
We really appreciate your comments and your questions and your input. We love that you all get in touch. It really does mean a lot. So you can like and subscribe to us on YouTube so you get to see. I mean, if you did that, you'd have seen Gorka last week as Rambo, which was fantastic. I'm happy to say you didn't bring that costume home. You can follow us
at
lost.in.podcast or you can WhatsApp us on 077-610-398-98.
And of course, if you message us, maybe get read. So remember, don't write nothing that you don't want to be said.
Now, for those who are watching on YouTube, you'll notice a pan and a pancake. It's because it's been pancake day, isn't it?
Yeah.
You have to eat all the pancakes, the butter, the sugar, the eggs, all that, and then give some up for Lent.
Well, we make healthy ones because we are not really eating sugar, to be honest.
I'm going to try and flip this pancake to start the show.
Nice.
Without further ado... Oh, shit.
That's without the further, wrist.
Without further ado... Oh.
There we go. You see, it's all on the wrist.
Welcome to Lost in Translation.
Vamos!
That was good. That was a double flip.
I'm the chef.
Twice the tosser.
Before we get in, how has the week been? How was your last night, please?
Awful.
I've never been so scared in my effing life.
Yeah.
Picture this, 3 a.m. Actually, it was 3:34.
It was 3:34, so just a minute after the witching hour.
So I was in bed, probably I was in REM. For those who know, REM is just like when your brain is like healing, yeah? After deep sleep, you go into REM. I was there in my REM zone thinking, oh, I'm going to have 2 hours sleeping, comfy. Benji was on the floor, wasn't licking my ears.
Good.
Was good, you know? Mia was in her bed. And then I woke up because I heard like, help me, somebody's on top of me. And I was like, you okay? She's like, And I was like, what's wrong with you? She's like, go.
And he said to me,
do you want me to hug you?
He went, do you want me to hug you? That's what he asked me. I was like, no. But so basically, as if you asked me that in a moment of terror, do you want me to hug you? I don't like being hugged in day-to-day life. When I'm fighting for my life, it's the last thing I want. I used to suffer as a kid, and clearly I still had an episode of sleep paralysis, which if anyone has had it, it's the most terrifying experience. If you Google it, the image that comes up is awful. So it's that bit of sleep where you're in a deep sleep, but your body's waking up, but your mind isn't. It's the weirdest thing. So you're fully conscious, but you cannot physically move or make noise. and you're lay screaming at the top of your voice, but nothing's coming out. And it feels like something or someone is like sat on you or over you.
I mean, my kind of someone sat on me is very different.
No, it's not. It was awful. So I opened my eyes and I couldn't move. And it was like this black figure with red eyes just staring over me. And I was trying to get up to like get it off me. And I couldn't physically move. Well, so then I started going, I was screaming, but nothing was coming out.
Until it did.
Until it did.
Bloody hell if it did.
It was the most terrifying. It's so frightening. And then the duvet at the bottom of the bed started coming off, didn't it? The duvet started moving.
Probably was me. I jumped off your screaming. I moved it.
I jumped up. Genuinely, I got my crystal.
And hugged the crystal.
I got my crystal. I put it on my chest. I called in Archangel. I was calling in Raphael, Gabriel and Michael. I was like, Gabriel, Rafa, Michael, shield me. Please shield me. Whatever it is, leave me alone. And he was going, what is happening, Gemma? He didn't like it.
No, because also, if you guys been listening to the podcast, last week or 2 weeks ago, I said that when the kids woke up and I came back to bed, I said to Gemma, don't talk to me, because I'm still sleeping, yeah? So what happens? She starts to have a full-on conversation and explain me what was happening, get her phone, Google it, and it started to show me. I'm like, I don't want to see it. I don't care.
It was just awful.
It's fine. I believe you. I don't want to see it. I don't want to have that thought in my head, thinking, might happen to me.
You wouldn't cope. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever that thing was, I rebuke it. I don't want it near me. But thank God for my
crystals.
Also,
I was scared to wake up Mia, and Mia coming thinking, what's happening there?
Yeah, Benji crapped himself when I screamed. Benji scuttled off under the chair.
So that was
very,
good.
Very frightening. Yeah. So I'm tired today.
Nice.
I didn't sleep very well. If anyone does suffer from sleep paralysis, though, I feel you. Your pain. Let us know. That's the question today. Does anyone suffer from it? LostInTranslation@bowermedia.co.uk, lost.in.podcast on social media, or you can WhatsApp us on 077-610-039-898.
So that was happening to you last night, great.
Now we know where Mia gets it from as well.
I know.
Because Mia has night terrors.
Yeah, but I know that because you talk. I remember once we were having a full-on conversation and I was asking her questions and she was answering me and she was absolutely flat out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was frightening though.
Like, it was so random. She was like, oh, can you pass me the remote? I was like, which remote is there? Like, what do you want to watch? Oh, just put something. And I was like... Great.
I hope everyone had a lovely Valentine's Day, by the way. That was not too long ago. We had a nice time.
Yours
didn't
was
we?
Great, judging by that.
No, we had a nice time. Yeah. We just chill. We don't really celebrate Valentine's, do we, really? Every day's Valentine's with you, Gorks. But it was nice. But he did get me a card from Question Mark.
Yeah.
Which my dad did for me every... Do you know, it was when my dad passed away, I realised that it was my dad doing that.
Oh.
Because for the first time in my whole life, I didn't get a Valentine's Day card the year he died. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's... So it was my dad all along writing from Question Mark every year, regardless of my age. I used to be like, oh my gosh, who's this from?
Do you know what I wanted to do? Like, you know how when we did a dinner with Mia?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you should set her up for Valentine's. No, because then it's a lot of pressure on her then to be partner. Because if they don't want to celebrate it, she'll be like, well, my dad always did.
No, it's different because it's my love forever.
Yeah. You're her first true love. They say a dad's is a girl's first true love.
She's my last love forever.
A daughter's a daughter all your life. Your son's your son until he finds his wife. That's true because then they bugger off.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Oh, no. I don't want to.
Hurry up, Diego.
No. Oh, imagine when there's another woman in his life other than me.
Fine, take him, do the washing, do everything.
Could be another man in his life. We never know.
Also, whatever
it is, man or woman, I don't want you to
even
have
if
him.
It's a dog, just go.
No one's going to be good enough for Tiago.
I can't wait for them to be over 18 so you and I can go to Australia for 3 weeks.
No.
Yes.
I'm going to be saying, hi, what's your intentions with my son? And I'm going to shake their hand and squeeze it a little bit hard. I don't want anyone near to... Mia's fine. She's got the sass. Tiago's too sweet and innocent.
I'm going to be like...
He'll get his heart broken.
I'll be like Will Smith. How old are you? I'm 15. 15, motherfucker, you look 50.
Oh, no, that would be awful. A friend of ours actually told me at the weekend that their son is 14 and going through his first heartbreak.
Oh.
And she genuinely said it's the hardest thing to watch. I was like, how do you not want to just fight that girl even though she's 13? How do you not want to just... She's like, well, I can't. I'm in my 40s. But like, It'd be awful, because at that age, I mean, you must remember your first heartbreak. You think there's no one else in the world ever.
I wasn't 14. I was quite older.
Well, yeah. But were you really heartbroken? Did you feel like this is it now, game over?
Yeah, I was 22.
Really? 21. That's quite old for your first heartbreak.
Yeah, before that I was me the one breaking the hearts.
Oh, okay. I see. I get you. Yeah. No, but it's sad, isn't it? Because you're told at that age, there's plenty more fish in the sea, don't be daft, but you're like, no, I was in love
but
with
you
them.
Know, I was upset for a week. Then I just like, mate, listen, if it's not the one, just move on, you know?
My Nana Joyce used to say, you get over one by getting under another.
No, I didn't do that.
Which, that's what I used to do.
Yeah, but that's also not
good. I didn't.
Yeah, sure.
That's like what Nana Joyce used to say.
I bet it was like
the
M60 on there.
And do you know what else she used to say if we were going out? Which was contradict it, because if we were going out with the girl, she'd say, have a good night, lovey, but you think on, keep your hand on that apney. Keep your hand on your apney. Don't let anyone near it.
Oh.
Yeah. You think on, she used to say. Nice. Think in advance. Keep your hand on. And then this is awful, but I'll overshare it because it's Laura and Nat. They won't be bothered. We used to do this thing to make sure we couldn't get under another. We used to, when we were going out, and if we were like going on a date with someone for the first time. Don't wash. No.
So then you knew, I didn't wash. I don't know.
No, I'd always wash. But with Laura and Nat, we used to say, don't groom, because then you won't want to show it him.
Ah.
So no matter what happened, if you're on your first date, no matter if you wanted to, whatever, you used to think, no, because I've got full bush.
So it was like a wild bush, no?
Wild bush. Yes. So then you wouldn't want him to go there. Second date, no, don't touch it. Wild bush. Third or fourth, full groom, wax, whatever you need to do, then it was fine. But we used to say, is it your first date? Yeah. Keep that full bush. Then you know he's not going to want it. Then you know you won't show it him.
Ooh.
Oh, gosh. These conversations. Should we do our debates for the week?
Yes.
Our dilemmas for this week. Well, it's not a dilemma. It's a debate. Should we go into that? Do you want to go first or do you want me?
You go first.
My debate is quite sweet this week. It's something you did that didn't annoy me, but it made me think, oh, bless him, but then also grow up. In a nice way. So I walk Benji at night round our area, and I share my location with you, don't I, when I'm walking him, because it's night time and I'm on my own with him. And
who asked you to do
that? Bless you. You. It was really sweet. He said, can you share your location with me when you're out on your own walking with Benji? And I said, I'm more than happy to do that. I said, however, I don't know how to do that, so you'll have to do it for me. So I gave Gorka my phone, and you went onto the WhatsApp and you did it. And then she handed it me back. You went, Gorka. And I went, what? And you said, I mean, your phone is Gorka. So I said, well, yes, because that's your name. And you were like, oh, it's so businesslike. And I said, well, what am I in as yours? And he went, this. And it said, Gem and two love hearts next to my name. And you were offended that I didn't have, what else can I put you in my phone as? That's your name.
I didn't get offended. I mean, knowing you can't even hug, so
it was just, I don't know what else I can...
And you called me Gorka, you might have a prick.
Like,
do you know what I mean?
I don't know what else I could save you at. Do you want me to put
Gorks?
A heart?
Gorks.
Yeah. Do you want me to put a heart next to it?
No. I used to have you as a Gemma.
Why ah?
Because then it's my first contact on my list, so if something happened, I don't need to search. I just go to the... Or if something happened to me... the people who gets my phone, they got the first contact, it would be Gemma. So they know who is the contact. You didn't know that, isn't it?
No, I just have a star next to my mum sort of for a favourite.
Yeah, but if you don't have favourites, if you go like it stays always the same, the first contact of your
When did
list.
You change my name to the Love Heart? How long has it been like? Because I saved your number, like the first few days of Strictly. We all had a Strictly group WhatsApp. So when I got everyone's numbers... So that's why I put you as Gorka. I'm not going to put you as Gorka, future father of my child, am I? I just put your name.
I used to have Gemma Big Tits, but then I changed it.
Oh, okay. So now Gemma Saggy Tits.
Yeah.
When did you change it?
I don't remember. Long time ago.
Oh, bless you for doing that. I bet you did it all chuffed.
No, I think it was Gemma.
You were missing me.
It was Gemma, and then when we got together, I used to call you Gem. I think it was Gem in a love heart.
Oh.
And you have a picture in it also. When you call me, it's your face.
See, I don't know how to do that. I'd happily do that, but I don't know how to do it.
So then it's a picture of you.
Yeah. So you can do that. You do that for me then when we leave.
Yeah, so when you call me, it's you.
Do you know when I ring Tulane, do you know how you can personalise your ringtone?
Also, you have a different ringtone than anybody else. Like, if you WhatsApp me, your sound is different. So then I know, because sometimes you're working, you know, people, it's a WhatsApp, I don't care. But when it's a ringtone, it's your ringtone when you call me or when you text me, I always know it's you, so in case it's something
important. See, I didn't know I could do any of this. You'll have to do it all for me.
That's what I do.
So personalise my phone. I'll just give you my phone, just do what you need to do. No. But when I ring Tulane, and this backfired on him, it really backfired on him because he went off, because Tulane goes to church with his mum. It backfired because I rung him while he was in church without knowing. It comes through on his phone, hand on heart, it goes, a twat is on the phone. When I ring him, that's his ringtone, a twat is on the phone, and it went off in church. So there you go. Be careful how you personalise. When you ring me...
My one is just a ringtone. It's nothing voice or anything, eh?
Mine's when anyone rings me. It's
You are the sunshine of my life. Because it was me a song.
It's violent.
And your alarm is a song this morning. What is this song?
My alarm is For You by Eva Cassidy.
I used to dance to that song.
Yeah, that's my alarm.
So when I heard this morning at 6 in the morning, For You, I was like, bloody hell, I need to dance Roomba now. I feel like I was training.
I used to have Cyndi Lauper time after time to wake me up. I like waking up to a nice little song as opposed to just a...
It should be birds.
No, because then Benji will start barking, try to bite them.
But you know there is a thing now, there's a new thing, I think it's from, I don't know if it's from Apple or from what, you can put it in the side bed, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And it recreates your waking up, so you want to wake up at 7, yeah? So it'll start waking you up half an hour before, and you start with the light. So we start the light coming up like it's the sunrise,
right.
And the noise will be like a noise that is not like, so it will be like birds or noise like that, like waking you up noise, and it's apparently very good.
We have to present next year?
I know I'll read my birthday present.
Coffee machine?
No.
What?
2470.
I don't know what that is.
2.8.
I don't know what that is.
It's a lens.
Oh, camera. What's your debate for me?
So my debate for you is the you lift Benji's lid.
You've had that one before. I've picked up myself doing that. I always move his lead. That's his training lead. That's not his lead.
Still his lead.
No. And do you know why that was there on that day? It was because of my courtesy car. So I said to you, this is the true story, I had to take my car in for a service.
His harness says he's been on the table for the last week.
It's in my car now. It's been sent back because it won't fit him. That's a training lead, so it stays in my boot 24/7. My car was going in for a service, so I said to you, I'm taking everything out of my car, leave it on the table because it's going back in tomorrow. I took my car to the garage, got my courtesy car for the day. As soon as my car was back from the garage, everything went back in the boot.
When did you take the car to the garage?
I can't remember, but it was there a day.
When it was? No, when it was the car?
I don't know what day. It was the other week.
When it was the other week?
I'll have to check in my phone because I got a text message asking me to review the service, which was fabulous.
This was yesterday.
The training lead isn't there.
This was yesterday.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was. I messaged her yesterday.
Yeah, you probably had that picture in your phone for days.
No, I wasn't. I literally took this picture from my WhatsApp camera and sent it to her because she messaged me.
Go back to the car,
I can go back 2 weeks. She's been asking me for 2 weeks. Did Gemma left the lid anywhere? And I said to her, no, since last we mentioned, she's been actually quite good.
I have been spot on
and
with
then
it.
I said, she messaged me, she's like, do you have anything? I said, oh, look what I found. And it was there.
Tell you where it will be, where the sun don't shine. Who do you agree with? Who's right? Lost in translation at bowermedia.co.uk. Lost.in.podcast across all social media.
Sorry, it's like the other day when I said to you, do you want me to take Benji? Yes, I want to take Benji. We have two hangers in the back of the door for the leads. Three leads, none of them were in the place. Where are all the leads? On your booth.
In my booth?
No,
I
that's not the
Benji.
Place to be. The place to be is on the leads place. So then if someone needs them, can get them. I don't need to go in your booth and get the leads.
Benji loves being in my booth. Oh, yeah. What do you say? We were saying last week about words we pronounce wrong. What do you call
booth.
It? A booth.
The booth of the car, no?
It's a boot. It's in like what you put on your shoe, on your foot, a boot.
B-O-T.
B-double-O-T.
Boot.
Boot.
I thought it was the booth. B-O-O-T-H.
T-H. No.
Are you sure?
Jeez, I don't know. I'm only English for 41 years. It's a boot. Yeah, a car boot.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever had a car boot sale? Do you have car boot sales in Spain?
No.
No?
We go to Mercadillos.
So you, what do? You put your car somewhere?
No, mercadillos.
What does that mean?
Mercadillos is a market.
Oh, okay. So in the UK, we do a thing called a car boot sale.
I know.
You would love
Diane loves them.
You would love them.
No, I don't.
You can make about at least 40 quid on a car boot sale.
Yeah, that's why I don't. Because one of every my idea would be at least £40.
Yeah.
And you sell them for £1, £2. Yeah.
Oh, I used to love a car boot sale.
Diane loves them. He goes all the time.
Yeah, they're good. I didn't give out the WhatsApp number, but you can WhatsApp us anytime as well on 077-610-398-98. We've gone all posh. Shall we solve someone's dilemma?
Yes.
We've had our turn, now it's over for you. So every single week we do a Gorka and Gemma dilemma. You send us in the issue and we help you solve it.
Oh, this one is actually fancy this time.
We've had a lovely message on WhatsApp.
Yeah, so maybe it's like an audio. Oh, wow, this is...
Before we go to the dilemma, it says, we're listening to you guys from New Zealand every week. Thank you for being hilarious and entertaining. And Gemma, you're such an inspiration. Love you guys.
Thanks.
Louisa. Oh, thank you, Louisa.
I want to go to New Zealand.
We have actually said it's on our bucket list, New Zealand. We have a friend and she's from New Zealand, isn't she?
Yeah, Jamie.
And the pictures she posts, the scenery. I'd love to do the whale watching in New Zealand.
Well, then you agree with me. We do wait until the kids are already teens so we can go for 3 weeks to Australia and New Zealand.
What's the capital of New Zealand?
I know Australia, but I want to go there. What kind of car?
I don't know the capital of New Zealand. I genuinely don't know the capital of New Zealand.
No.
Queensland.
Is it Queensland?
Is it Queensland?
Queensland is the biggest city. Maybe it's Queensland. Hey, Siri, what is the capital of New Zealand?
Wellington.
Oh, Wellington.
Queensland is in Australia.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
You didn't know that until Molly just shouted Wellington.
Beef Wellington. Yeah, but Queensland is in Australia.
We could go to New Zealand with the kids. I'd love to take them there. It's very safe, isn't it?
We should do 3 weeks to Australia and New Zealand.
I've done Australia. I loved it, but I've not done New Zealand.
I've done 3 Australians, but never.
Hey! I've only done one. We can't have 5 over people we've had sex with previous. That's awful. That's not nice.
We were young.
High five again. Yeah, we were young. Young, dumb and full of... No. Okay, we've got a voice note.
Sorry,
nothing. we've had a voice note. This is from Steve. Steve, let's hear the dilemma.
Hi, Gemma. Hi, Gorka. It's Steve from York. My dilemma, married to my husband now for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And one consistent bone of contention. Well, there's two, but only one probably worth sharing, is around the dishwasher. So I tend to do most of the cooking at home. My view has always been that you load the dishwasher as you go. So like if I have a cup of coffee and I'm going to work or whatever, then I always put that mug into the dishwasher. If we have like breakfast bowls, they go into the dishwasher as they're finished with.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm cooking, load the dishwasher as I go. So that, like at the end of the day, slam it shut, turn it on, job's a good one. Whereas my husband's view has always been to let the dishes stack up and then make, like at the end of the day, then stack the dishwasher, then load the dishwasher. So I guess my question is, what would you guys do? Do you load it as you go or do you wait and then load it as like a job lot? Obviously, if you're normal when you do it as you go, then I want to use this as evidence that actually I was right. Anyway, thanks for a brilliant podcast. Keep doing what you're doing. I think you're both amazing. All the best.
Oh, bless Steve.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
I want Steve's hubby and his dog to come round and have tea, and then you and Steve's hubby load the dishwasher.
I agree with Steve. You know, firstly, we don't really do dishwashers.
We do it at Christmas or parties.
Or big dinner. If it's like more than just us having dinner.
Yeah, if it's
friends
more than
and
us.
Family, we'll do it because it's quick. And also, you don't want to be cleaning when people is there. But if they do that, I like to clean. I don't like to
you
do
clean. You clean as you go. Gorka will make himself a meal, leave the meal on the side, tidy the whole kitchen, the sink, put everything away, and then sit to eat his meal once everything's tidy.
You'll do it after.
Yeah, I do clean up very well, but after I've eaten, because I don't want my food to go cold.
But none of us will, I think, I agree with you, and I think Gemma will agree with you.
Yeah.
That sounds something that Gemma will do, but she wouldn't do it.
So we have a similar situation in work. So obviously in the radio, in our studio, there's me, Mike and Matt, and sometimes Chris. So there's 4 of us in the room. We all have brews. When I finish my brew, I'll take it to the kitchen and I put it in the dishwasher. If I'm making myself a new one, whatever, Toolan puts his cup on the side.
Yeah, no.
And then he'll get another brew throughout the show. And he ends up at the end of the show having
just
to carry four or five cups to the kitchen.
No.
When he could just reuse it. Yeah. So it's kind of similar.
Yeah. I think, like, for example, if you're using the mug and then you leave it there away or leave it on the sink, you already leave it somewhere, yeah? Then you have to take it from somewhere to put it on the dishwasher.
Just giving yourself an extra job.
Yes, it's a bit like the Gemma's washing job,
When
she folds the clothes and then she puts all that in one pile, take them upstairs and then do another piles to put the kids everywhere. So it's doing an extra job. It's very similar to that, but
as
with this version.
That in me.
Yeah, so that's why I say it will be something that she might do, but she doesn't do it.
Do you remember the Christmas just gone when we'd not used our dishwasher for a long time, and we were hosting 15 people, weren't we? So we had a few people around earlier, and we realised the dishwasher didn't work.
Yeah.
And my mum was like, "We need to get that fixed before Christmas. She can't have 15 people and no dishwasher." It's like, "Mum, it just don't work. You tried, no." And then
what was it?
Peter, my stepdad, who's got a T-shirt saying, "If Gangan can't fix it, no one can."
Yeah.
He come round, he said, "Right, what's this dishwasher then?" He literally went, pressed one button and it turned on. And he went, "You were pressing the wrong button, Gemma." That's how long it had been since that. And I said, "Peter, thank you." I said, "But also Gorka did attempt it." And he said, "Well, you're both as bad as each other."
That's why we're together.
Yeah, none of us could do anything. Yeah.
I don't really do dishwasher. I like to wash the clothes. They close the dishes.
The pots, yeah. But you don't, it's very rare you fill a sink though to wash. You run the tap and do it all dead quick, don't you, underneath?
Yes.
Because you don't like the water being dirty because you like washing
feel like,
in dirty
for example,
water.
Like if you put hot water in a pan and you fill it, yeah? But you put like a greasy pan, yeah. The grease goes in the water. So then you're cleaning all the other rest with greasy,
oil.
Oily water, which is doesn't make sense. Apparently they say it saves water, yeah, but.
But you're quick, you're super quick.
Cleaning, yeah.
But thank you for your dilemma, Steve. We agree with you. You should stack as you go.
Yes.
Yeah. What can we say? You don't book before you chuck. Stack as you go, Steve's husband.
Or if not, one thing. You just stack your stuff, leave his in the sink, and then just put the dishwasher with all the stuff that he left on the sink there. He will
just
realise.
Just do your own, yeah. Then he'll have to wash it.
Yeah.
That's quite mean, though. We don't want you to fall out with him,
sometimes,
Steve.
Yeah.
Thank you for getting in touch, though. We really, really appreciate it. I'm glad you're enjoying the podcast, even more so on your dog walk.
Mm.
We need the dog's name. We need breed. We need temperament. Everything. We're going to bring Benji in, weren't we, today, actually?
Oh, yeah,
but
we forgot.
Yeah, we were going to bring him in. But we're going to bring Mia in soon because she's off school, isn't she? Not next week, the week after.
She's excited about it.
And she's excited. It was either ask Nana to step in because Tio will be at nursery.
You know what she did the other day in the car? You know how she likes to put the music, yeah?
Mm.
She went to put the music and instead of putting music, she put the podcast.
I know.
And I was like, "Are you listening to the podcast?" She was like, "Yes." Like, "You like?" She's like, "Yeah, it's very good."
Oh, bless her.
Yeah.
Well, she'll be on soon. Special guest, Mia. And we will have to bring Benji in.
It'll be hilarious.
Lost in Translation at bowermedia.co.uk or please comment at lost.in.podcast across our social medias, which our social media is growing a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you for all the follows.
Yeah, and also interacting a lot of like comments and messages and everything. So it's very good.
It's nice.
Because then we get to know them, what they like and what they are. Like we are very much like us, you know.
Should we do this week's game? This week's game is called Real or Not Real.
Okay.
We've just literally found out about these now. So are these actual national days? So it's been Pancake Day this week.
That's real.
But our producers want us to know if we can figure out if these other national days are real.
Okay.
So I've got a list for you and you've got a list for me. May the 14th is Dance Like a Chicken Day. Is that real or not real?
May the 14th?
Dance Like a Chicken Day.
Not real.
It is real.
Really?
Yeah.
Chicken, la
May
la la la.
You will dance like a chicken.
So you basically you just go in and start like doing like this.
Yeah. On May the 14th, that's what I want you doing.
Okay.
On May the 14th. Do you want me to read the next one for you?
No, I go now.
Okay.
Sorry, just put back myself after being a chicken. That was a quite good impression, no?
Yeah.
Can you tell I had a farm when I was a kid? Lick a leaf day.
Lick a leaf.
Yeah.
Leaf, that's not a day, because that's not hygienic. That's not real.
It's not real.
Number two for you. Imagine lick a leaf day. Mm-hmm. Don't know what's on that leaf. Smell a stinky nappy day.
That's not real. Do you do that every day?
It's not real. No. Thank goodness.
Yeah. The amount of nappies that you made me go, like, look. I know. And I was like, no, I know. I always show him.
If Thiago's done a massive, messy poo, I always go, Gorka, look at this.
And no, it's like, no, but look. It was like, Jim, I can smell it from like miles away. You know?
I just want to share it with you.
You know what I love to do is when friends comes over and then they'll do a poo. And maybe they, like, I did it to Ryan once. I remember Ryan, our stylist. He was at home doing my outfits for Madrid, yeah? And Thiago did a massive one. It was, like, disgusting. You could smell it from outside the house.
Yeah.
And I changed him, yeah? And he was just sat there on the...
High
chairs, yeah? Having a coffee. And I had to go upstairs. So I changed him, washed him, came back. And the nappy was so full. It was, like, solid. So I say, throw it. And then in the middle of where I throw, I say, Ryan! It's like... yes! Oh, what's that? It's like, Gorka!
Oh, I bet he was disgusted.
Yeah, I love to do that.
Oh,
for me, that is like when you know when you do the fart and the smell, it's the same thing, yeah.
We do. Mia was in a potty at this age, no problem. She was so... Thiago's having none of it.
I know.
He tells us when he's pooing, he'll go and hide in his little playhouse or behind the couch.
And then he goes, poop, poop.
And he goes, Mummy, pooing. And I say, let's get you in a potty. And he just goes, no, no. My mum said you can get... She's seen them, these little tiny stickers, the flushable stickers. You put them on the bottom of your potty, and when he wees on them, it changes colour. So an image comes, so you can get like a dinosaur
sticker. So it gets excited, no?
So when he wees on it, it turns into a dinosaur, and then you flush it. So I might get some of them. Yeah. With Mia, we didn't even potty train Mia. We just had the potty out in the house.
And she loved it, yeah.
And she just used to go, and she remember, she used to go, push, push, push.
Oh, she used to go like...
Yeah. And she just used to do it. It's girls and boys, the difference. Yeah. He just can't be arsed. He's more than happy to just crap his pants and carry on with life. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, he puts himself and then you wash him, so what a life. You know what I mean? It's like, someone has to wash me.
Yeah.
And then he goes, biscuit.
The next one for you is talk like a pirate day.
True.
That is true. Arr, yeah. Jim lad. Yeah. 19th of September, you have to talk like a pirate all day.
19th of September? Oh, like I would love to speak like Jack Sparrow.
Can you try and do Jack Sparrow?
No, I can't do it. You know who does very good Jack Sparrow?
Who?
Josak. He does amazing Jack Sparrow.
I bet, actually.
Like, there is a video of him on YouTube. It's incredible. Even, like, when I see him now, I always go, like, hello, Jack. Because when he was on the Strictly, I used to go all the time, hello, Jack. Like Jack Sparrow, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's so good.
We need to get him on the pod doing that.
Yeah. Dog Appreciation Day.
Dog Appreciation Day is real.
No.
It is. It has to be. There's a National Dog Day, though, or something, isn't there, surely? No,
it is real.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is real. August it needs to be one.
August 26th.
It should be every day, Dog Appreciation Day. Thank you, Mailman Day.
Sorry?
Thank your Mailman Day.
Every day.
What do you call a postman in Spain?
Cartero.
Sounds quite aggressive, like a cartel.
Cartera is wallet. Yeah. Cartero.
Cartero.
Carta.
Carta.
It's a car.
Right.
Yeah.
What's that got to do with a postman, though? A wallet and a car?
Yeah, cartero.
Yeah.
Carta. Cartero. Carta? Like a card.
Card.
Card that you write, like in an envelope.
Oh, I thought you said a car, as in a beep beep car.
No, card. C-A-R-D.
Right.
Cartero. Cartero, mete las cartas.
Right.
Cartas also can be the cards for the poker. Okay. Many confusion, isn't it?
I know. I should have never asked, should I?
Yeah. Next one?
Yep.
I would have done one, but I'm going to do the other one. No pants day.
No pants day. I don't think it's real, but it happens to me a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it is real, but for you, 24/7. In fact, the last time was yesterday when you called me.
I know.
Yeah.
I forget. Do you know what it is? I've got them on today, if you're wondering. It's when I'm wearing...
Baggy joggers.
Trackies. Because what happens is in the morning, so we get up in the morning, you take Mia to school, I take Thiago to nursery, and then straight from the drop-off, I walk Benji.
Mm-hmm. So with no pants.
Yeah, and because I know I'm going to train when I come home,
yeah.
I have me shower after I've trained and get ready for work. So in the morning, I just put my joggers on, hoodie. Sometimes I don't even have a bra on a dog walk.
Yeah.
And the other day, it was yesterday, I was thinking, oh my gosh, I've no nicks on a dog walk.
Well, you have one more.
I do have one more. You'll like this one. Ride your partner like a horse day.
Hey, that's not true.
It's not true. Thank goodness. Yeah. Can you imagine? You'd, you'd have it on
I mean,
the
calendar. At least you're wearing knickers, so it's fine.
That's, well, yeah. That's all we have time for today. As always, thank you so much for listening. If you've stuck with us, if you're still listening, you've made it through this ep.
Yeah.
We need some coffee. You can get in touch if you want to appear on future episodes, like Steve did today. You can send a voice note or a WhatsApp, like Steve did. The phone number is, bear with, it is 077-610-39898. Or you can email us lostintranslation@bowermedia.co.uk. You can like and subscribe if you want to watch us on YouTube, or our social media accounts are lost.in.podcast. The team have us doing all kinds on that, don't they?
Yes. It's my favourite part.
We spell words with our bodies. We do all kinds of stuff. Yes.
Dress up as Rambo.
Yeah, it's all fun. Know?
Funny video dancing, maybe.
Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you next week.
Adios.